actually a relatively straightforward forecast, but one a little bit easier on many people, especially across the southern part of the state. The big story weather-wise, it was the very, very active, unusually active for this time of year weather pattern across portions of the Midwest here over the last several days. It actually goes back to late last week, calendar week. And if we look at precipitation totals during that time with almost daily showers and thunderstorms, and many times it was over the same area, we ended up with, in many cases, more than 3 inches of new rain just for the last week. This graphic actually looks at the 14-day time frame, essentially for the first half of May, because we had heavy rain the previous week as well. And as you layer all this together here and look at Michigan, what you can see is quite a bit of differences across the state and across the region. But the lower two or three tiers of counties across the lower peninsula was the winner, in a contest you don't want to win at this time of the year. But rainfall totals in many cases exceeded 6 inches for the last 2 weeks. And for some perspective, if we look at the normal total precip for the month of May for this area, you're talking about three and a quarter, maybe a little bit more than that, depending on the location. So in essence, what we've had here is a whole month's worth of rainfall in about a week and a half. Very, very unusual. And of course, even on coarse textured light soils, it has brought things to a screeching halt. Now, as you go north from there, especially up into the east central part, the Thumb, Saginaw Valley, northeastern lower, and especially up into upper Michigan, precipitation totals were much lighter than they were in the south. So it really depends a lot on where you've been. But regardless, much of the state here in the last week has seen at least an inch, if not more, rain. And of course, at this time, given all that needs to be done outside, this is not the ideal situation. But I think we are looking at some improvements here over the upcoming week. In terms of degree day totals for the season, these are seasonal totals going back to the beginning of March, base 50 Fahrenheit. We did, with a warm week, a relatively warm week, we gained quite a bit. Many cases, 50 to 75 units we added on during the past week. And these are the actual totals as of through midnight on the 15th. On the right panel, we have here essentially where we are, degree day total or accumulations relative to normal in terms of days. And so remember, we started the season, we were more than 2 weeks behind in many parts of the state. And given the warm weather that we've had since the very end of April and during much of the first 2 weeks of May, we've taken a big chunk out of those deficits. And so now we're ranging from a few days to maybe about a week behind normal, depending again on location. But given the warmer than normal temperatures we've seen recently, we are again gradually making progress or eating some of that deficit or taking some of it away. Soil temperatures also have responded certainly to the recent warmer weather. And now since last week, we've gained about 5 or 6 degrees Fahrenheit on average. These are 4-inch bare soil temperatures across the Midwest. And again, much of the state now in the, at least in the 50s, and a large part of the southern and southwestern part of the state now well into the 60s. So we are about where we should be climatologically for this time of the year in terms of soil temperatures. It's just that we have, of course, too much water in the soil. Now, looking ahead, I mentioned some reason for a little bit of optimism. Here this morning, we've got high pressure to our north over Ontario, with northeasterly winds and some drier air moving in. Now, this little cold front that went through overnight, of course, it set off a couple showers in the far northern part of the state yesterday. They were widely scattered. Most of the state only saw a little bit of a wind shift line. But it will today, it will, a couple things. Fair conditions, completely dry conditions are expected again today, also tomorrow for that matter. But you will see in some areas a few, probably 3, 4, 5 degrees cooler temperatures than you saw yesterday. The other difference today, Thursday, will be that our wind speeds will be a little bit higher than they were yesterday as winds come off of this high. There'll be a fairly brisk northeasterly wind, especially this afternoon. That should die down, though, tonight after we get a, the atmosphere to decouple overnight. They're getting high pressure in control for at least another 36 to 48 hours. Now, a couple things, the other weather systems on this map to note. One is down here, this sort of a large area of low pressure with lots of convection and precipitation. This is actually tropical moisture off of the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean down to the south. There was a formation of a tropical-like disturbance down here, and if it sounds unusual, it is. It's very, very early to see that type of thing in the season. The hurricane season for the Northwest Atlantic, including the Gulf of Mexico, does not start officially until the beginning of June. So it's way, way ahead of time. But this moisture and so forth is the remnants or residual from really from the beginning of a tropical disturbance, which never really developed. The big question is whether or not any of that will make it this far to the north and west. And the answer right now is looking like maybe for some parts of the state, we might see a little bit of this moisture here this weekend. Combined with the other weather system of note that's off to our west, out over the northern high plains and the northern Rockies, this system will slowly approach from the west and make it here to Michigan. It looks like right now, originally it looked like Saturday. It looks like it'll be here a little earlier than that. Overnight Friday into Saturday is really the next chance for any significant rainfall that we have in Michigan. But in contrast to what we saw last week with repeated rounds of not just showers and thunderstorms, but heavy rainfall, this one looks like, yes, there is a chance for rainfall, but it should be much lighter and probably more scattered as well. The other thing of note is we look at the expected precipitation totals here over the next week. Greatest chances for precipitation will be, unfortunately, for where we've had the most rainfall recently, and that's across the southern lower peninsula. But again, in contrast to the large values that we saw last week with 1, 2, and even more inches of rainfall possible, we're only looking maybe at a couple tenths here of total rainfall over the next several days. So I think that's encouraging news. The other part of this is we will see an extended chance for rainfall. This is the forecast map on Saturday, and the weather system that we saw in the southeast, you can see it has moved closer to Michigan up into the Ohio Valley. Here's the one out to our west, and what it basically boils down to is a continuing threat for mostly scattered rainfall beginning overnight Friday, continuing Saturday, Sunday, probably it looks like into Monday. This is not a fast-moving type of situation by any means. So it is an extended chance, but again, in contrast, I think the message is rainfall totals should be much lighter than they have been. So there probably will be opportunities, especially when you combine that with near ideal conditions, both today and during the day on Friday. Looking ahead into our medium range, not a whole lot of new messages there. The jet stream forecast over over North America here during part of the last full week of May still indicates this big cutoff low feature, but importantly, it's off fairly far off to our north and east. Another ridge here out over the middle and western part of the country. That's a primary weather influence on us, I think, over the upcoming week. And it all points to basically above normal mean temperatures. Same thing goes true or is true for the 8 to 14 day time frame, which does take us out almost to the end of May. So right now, it's looking like a good bet. The remainder of May certainly will average out above normal. Doesn't mean we won't have a day or two that is a little bit cooler, as will be the case today, for example. But overall, unquestionably, undoubtedly, above normal or warmer than normal mean temperatures are a really good bet. One little bit of a difference that we are seeing in the medium range this week is that precipitation totals with this pattern are probably going to be less than they have been over the last few weeks. And again, that wouldn't be difficult especially for the southern part of the state. But that's a little bit of a change in forecast direction from where we've seen that warmer and wetter theme here for quite a while, for several weeks. This week, again, we're looking at maybe normal to below normal totals, both for the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day time frames. So summarizing here, warm and dry, fair. The most important phrase here is dry. Weather short term for at least the next 48 hours, and that should again help with some relief. Although we've got, given how much rain has fallen, we have some time, going to need some time to dry off and recover. In other parts of the state besides the south where the rainfall was so heavy, we should see, if we haven't already, a resumption of fieldwork activities. That will be a positive thing. Next chance for significant rain, not until overnight, Friday, Saturday, probably early Saturday morning, continuing through the weekend into Monday. But again, in contrast to where we've been, this will be scattered and the rainfall totals significantly lighter than was the case a week ago, probably just a tenth or two where rainfall occurs. So not looking like a major weather system. After that, the threat of rain on Monday, it looks like we will go into another period, several days of fairly warm, dry, seasonable temperatures for the middle to latter part of next work week. And then again, as we've just seen here with our medium range, still pointing at warmer than normal weather for the remainder of May, possibly now towards a little bit towards drier than normal conditions. And that's all I have here this morning. Anybody have any other questions?
It's Chris DeFonso here.
Hi, Chris.
I'm just wondering, this little event that's coming up Friday, Saturday, is that kind of a south to north movement potentially for more insects?
It actually, this one would not be a classic insect migration event. I don't think we won't see the strong southerly winds ahead of this. It actually, in some cases, we'll still see easterly winds. So I would say, at least right now, from what the guidance looks like, no, not expecting a major transport event.
Okay, thanks.
This is Monica from the Upper Peninsula, and we're pretty dry up here, and I didn't hear anything about getting any rain. Was that correct?
Right, and it's amazing how different things can be. It's a large state geographically, but as you saw in the first image I had here, well, it just missed the northern part of the state. And right now, I would say you might have a chance here during Sunday, Monday type time frame, but it is not going to be a widespread or heavy event. So right now, you're probably looking into well into next week before anything really significant. So the dryness probably will persist there for at least a little while.